So what in the heck have you been doing, girl? You've been putting out some incredible music.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I just, you know, I kept going. Moved to Nashville in 2006 after Newcomer's Home ended. About a month or two later, I just packed up my car, moved to Nashville, and have been doing solo thing for the past 6 years.
Since those early days, Herzig's songwriting and musical style has certainly evolved.
Yeah, I feel like in the beginning, I was influenced a lot by a lot of female folk artists. Over time, it's kind of a reflection of different influences coming in along the way. And I have also discovered how much I love production and how integral that is in my songwriting these days. It used to be where I would write a song exclusively on the guitar and play it live for a while and then record it. And now it's kind of to the point, at least on my latest album, that I would write on multiple instruments and kind of start building the track as I was writing the song.
But Herzig was surprised at the direction her latest project took.
Honestly, I kind of thought I was going to write a really mellow, introspective, quiet record, and that's not really what happened at all. But you never really know what you're going to create until you're just in there making, and the songs kind of lead you. To me, it feels like I'm just listening, kind of grabbing pieces of what, you know, the universe is putting out there and putting it together somehow.
Your love of production certainly shines in this record.
Yeah. I think I've always had it in me, and my previous albums had the layering and the production, but it was just using the tools around me and the influences that I was listening to. And in this record, I think some of the bands I was listening to had more synthetic things mixed in with organic things, and I loved the marriage of those things. I don't know, I just found it very moving to use sounds in that way. It's always been about more just sounds and what feels right to me, rather than knowing exactly what instrument is doing what.
Though in prior years she's toured with a trio, this tour will be different.
This record really needs a band with it, and it's been really, really fun to get to recreate the album live with these guys.
Does this feel different to you? Different than what you were doing before with Newcomers?
Honestly, I kind of feel like when I was in Newcomers Home, we were all in college and it was all our first band. Everything was a first, and it was learning how to be independent artists. And I wouldn't take that away. I think I learned so much about making music, being a small business, collaborating, learning how to compromise, like all these things that are just inevitable in being in a band. And I worked so hard in that band. You know, I really wanted to work out and stay together and be successful. So I was extremely surprised in the end when I actually felt relief when it was ending.
At that time, Herzig found a new freedom and creative exploration.
I think what that was just realizing that it was time for me to do my own thing.
Do you ever miss it?
I do miss being in a band sometimes. But I found the community in Nashville of solo artists and other artists has made up for a lot of isolation that you can have as a solo artist because there's such a good community. But when I started the solo thing, I really felt like I had arrived at something good.
And Katie Herzig's just getting started. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.